I guess Peter Pan was right, growing up's a waste of time.
Hello, listeners of A-Seed English. Welcome back. This is Selah.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的老外来了。This is Anne.哎，谢了，聚餐文化的节目里，主播们有提到一个词，就是 networking. So in Chinese, it means 建立人脉。But network is different from the word social, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So social or socializing is more with friends or family for fun or for enjoyment. But the purpose of networking is more about meeting people who might be useful to know, especially in your job.
Right, so networking 它的这个 purpose 目的跟 socializing 还是不太一样，是去认识那些 people who might be useful to know 可能会对你有帮助的人，尤其是在工作上。所以西方其实也是特别注重人脉关系的，对吗？
Yeah, your network or your connections are very valuable.
所以你的人脉就是 your network 或者 your connections。那建立人脉的这个动词应该怎么讲呢？
Yeah, you can say to build your network or expand your network or simply say just to network.
So you can say to network. 那通常在哪些领域里 networking 是非常普遍的呢？ So in what fields would you say networking is very prevalent?
Yeah, I would say one field where networking is very prevalent is academia.
Okay, so academia, 在学术界也需要 networking.
Yeah, networking in academia could bring you more collaborative research opportunities and help you find the right mentors.
Yeah, so networking is very useful in academia. 你可以找到 collaborative, 一起合作的 research opportunities, 做研究的机会也可以帮你找到合适的导师 mentors.
Yeah.And I think networking can also be helpful with a job search.
Oh, so a job search. So when you want to get a job, how important is your network?
Well, there's a saying that goes around 80% of jobs are not on the job board. They're filled through networking. And so this is also called the hidden job market.
Wow, 竟然有 80% 的工作不是在 job board, 招聘网站上的。这些职位呢是 filled through networking, 是通过 networking 来填补人员的空缺的。这也被称为 the hidden job market,隐藏的工作市场。
Yeah, often job opportunities and openings are not advertised publicly. They are circulated within professional networks through referrals and through word of mouth recommendations.
Oh, I see. So, 其实大多数职位的空缺 job openings 是不对外登广告的 right? So they're not advertised publicly.那需要的就是 Sila 你刚刚说的这个 referrals, 转介绍或者这个词很有意思啊 word of mouth, 口口相传的这种 recommendation, 推荐 So word of mouth recommendations, so having a strong network is necessary, 是非常必要的 in order to receive these referrals and recommendations.
Yeah.And often employers will give preference to candidates who come recommended by someone they trust.
Well, that's similar across cultures, right? We give preference to people who feel more familiar. 我们通常会倾向于那些熟悉的人。那同样西方的雇佣单位 employers, 实际上也会倾向于采用那些被他们信任的人推荐过来的 job candidate, 那些候选人。So it's better to come recommended by someone trustworthy.
Yep. I would say trust is very important.
信任真的非常重要。Trust is important. So you talked about a strong network, right? So could you tell us what consists of a strong network?一个强大的人脉关系网通常都包含哪些人脉呢？
Yeah, so that's a good question. And there is this concept of strong ties and weak ties, which I think could really answer this question.
Oh, ties, 也就是连接。So strong ties and weak ties. 也就是中文里的强关系与弱关系，对吗？
Yeah, so strong ties refers to close relationships you have with family members or close friends or colleagues with whom you interact frequently.
嗯，这个就很好理解了。So, 家人、朋友或者是 colleagues with whom you interact frequently, 你互动比较频繁的同事。So, these close relationships would be your strong ties.So weak ties would be connections with people you don't know very well, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. So weak ties are often connections with acquaintances or former classmates or distant relatives or professionals that you've met briefly.
Yeah, so acquaintances, 泛泛之交或者是 former classmates, 以前的同班同学还有 distant relatives, 远房亲戚或者是 professionals you've met briefly, 你认识不久的这些专业人士。
Mm-hmm, yeah, both strong ties and weak ties matter, but research has shown that weak ties are more beneficial for employment opportunities and promotions and wages than strong ties are.
Mm, so that's interesting. 所以 weak ties are more beneficial.这些弱关系是对你更有利的，无论是 employment opportunities 工作机会，还是 promotions and wages 升职加薪。那这些 networking 就是围绕着如何建立更多的弱关系的人脉来展开，对吗？
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So knowing all this, here comes the most important part. How should you network and build these relationships if you want to secure a job?如果你想要得到一份工作，到底在国外应该如何建立你的人脉关系呢？
Yeah, so I think first you should attend a networking event.
嗯，首先还是要多参加活动， attend an event. So, Sila, I remember there are a lot of networking events in universities, which could be a bit challenging if you're not used to talking to strangers.如果不习惯跟陌生人聊天的话，其实这种 networking event 还是有点难度的。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. In these networking events, you're expected to engage in small talk with professionals in your field and people that you definitely do not know.
嗯哼，要跟这些领域里的大佬啊，而且还是陌生的大佬 engage in small talk, 寒暄一下。So maybe introduce yourself. That sounds a little bit awkward.
It sounds awkward, but a big part of networking is about putting yourself out there and just showing up.
Mm-hmm. So just put yourself out there. 勇敢地走出去让别人注意到你。实在不行，光是 show up, 混个脸熟也是可以的。
Yes, apart from networking events, I think you could also join some professional organizations or volunteer or intern even.
That's a good idea. So, 可以参加一些职业组织 professional organizations, 或者做义工 volunteer, 还有 intern, 实习。
And second is that you should utilize your social media, especially LinkedIn.
Yeah, so I know LinkedIn is super important. 你要利用好你的社交媒体 utilize your social media.
Yeah, on there you could share relevant content, and better yet, you could reach out to people who maybe can provide you with insights or with opportunities.
所以你是可以在 LinkedIn 上 reach out to people, 主动联系别人来获得他们提供的一些 insights, 见解还有一些 opportunities, 工作机会。But wouldn't that be a bother to other people? 别人会不会觉得有点麻烦呢？
No, I don't think so, not at all. It's totally okay to directly write a message to someone and introduce yourself. And maybe you can ask to have a coffee chat, but don't just ask for a job. It's always best to ask for an information interview or some advice first to build that network and connection.
所以是可以直接在 LinkedIn 上 message people and then ask for a coffee chat. 约一杯咖啡。And over a cup of coffee, maybe they could give you some information and advice, 信息和建议。但是直接问有没有工作是有点不太合适的。
Yeah, that would be a little bit strange. just overall important to not be transactional and instead make genuine connections.
Oh yeah, that's a very good advice, Sayla. So don't be transactional. 就是说 when you're making these connections and network, 不要让你的关系变成一种交易 transaction.不要建立这种 transactional relationship, 比较塑料的关系,还是要 be genuine, 真诚至上, make genuine connections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people can tell if you're being transactional, so it's really best to just be yourself and make a real connection.
Mm-hmm. Make a real connection. 其实建立这种人情,无论在哪种文化里都是非常宝贵的。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very precious.
Mm-hmm.
So you should also always follow up and then maintain these relationships. So that looks like sharing updates, expressing gratitude, and offering assistance if you can.
哎，对，千万别联系完了别人然后就走人了。You should follow up, 后续跟进，这样才可以 maintain your relationships, 维持好你们的关系。比如你可以 share your updates, 分享一下你的近况。然后 express your gratitude, that's always important. So maybe say thank you, send a thank you note, and offer assistance if you can. 如果可以的话还是要给别人提供一些帮助。
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, and I think the key to networking is to be proactive. 关键就在于要主动，对吗？
Mm-hmm. Yeah, reaching out to people and being proactive will actually put you in a better position for jobs overall.
没错，主动 being proactive will put you in a better position, 让你占据更有利的位置。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't be afraid to reach out, and you might be surprised at how many people are willing to give you their time and a helping hand if you're able to show your skills and capabilities.
哎，对，最后别忘了 show your skills and capabilities, 展示你的技能和你的能力，这是 networking 的核心啊。你会发现其实很多人都会 give you a helping hand, 来帮你一把。哎 ,Sila, 那刚才说到的都是找到工作之前啊。那比如说当你得到一个工作机会然后用人单位要对你进行考察。So when they're doing a background check after you land maybe a job interview, 在这个过程中也需要人脉关系对吗
?Yeah, so another big part of networking is a reference letter and references.
嗯哼 ,reference letter, 推荐信还有 references。推荐人
mm-hmm. Yeah, in many countries, including the US, job mm-hmm. references play a crucial role in the job application and hiring process.
That's right. 在申请工作 job application, 还有这个 hiring process, 雇人的这个过程中一定少不了这两样。So, could you explain for us why references are important and what they do?
Yeah, so job references are individuals who can vouch for your skills and your qualifications, work ethic, and character based on their first-hand experience working with you or just knowing you in general.
Okay. Oh, I see. So job references, they vouch, 担保作证, they vouch for your skills, 你的技能, your qualifications, 你的资历,也许是一些你的证书。还有 work ethic, 你的职业道德及你的 character, 你人怎么样都是根据他们跟你一起工作的这个 first-hand experience, 一手经验来为你担保 vouch for you. So the employers really need to confirm all these things before they hire you. 用人单位一定要先确认这些事情。So 那都有哪些人可以当你的 reference 呢？
Yeah, so these references can include former colleagues or classmates, professors, supervisors, or even mentors.
Okay, 所以你的 former colleagues, 前同事,还有 classmates, professors, 教授,还有 supervisors, 你的上级及 mentor, 你的导师。So I remember there was this one time my classmate actually asked me to be her reference.I was so nervous because I know this job opportunity actually depends on me, right? So, So the company that she was applying for, it was big company, and then they called me and asked a lot of questions about her work ethic and her abilities. Does she complete work on time and how she did in class? And it was a very thorough background check. And the whole thing actually took 30 minutes.
整个这个背景的调查大约进行了有30分钟左右，而且问的问题都是非常详细，然后非常细致的。包括可能
and even like for a project that she did in class, like they will ask about it and make sure that it was her project.
Exactly, yeah. It becomes a very important part of the job application process. And a job usually will require at least 3 references, and reference letters and a good reference will really set you apart from the other candidates.
所以通常一份比较正式的工作需要 requires at least 3 references, 起码要三个推荐人，然后可能还会有推荐信 reference letters.
And so a good reference will set you apart,
会让你从众多的候选者中脱颖而出， set you apart from other candidates.
Yeah, exactly. You should always ask for permission from individuals before listing them as references on your job applications. And you should definitely be maintaining these positive relationships with your references. You want them to know you before they recommend you, not just a stranger.
Yeah, that's for sure.首先是在把一个人列为推荐人之前，一定要 ask for permission， 一定要先征求对方的同意，而且还要 maintain relationships， 还是要维持好跟推荐人的关系，不然到时候如果你想要问一个人当你的 reference， 结果对方万一忘了你是谁，那就太尴尬了。
That would be very awkward.So, today we talked about the importance of networking in job search, and we really hope that it's helpful for you. And next time you're applying for a job or you meet someone new, thinking about the networking opportunities in that situation. Please let us know your thoughts and don't forget to like and subscribe.
那咱们今天节目就做到这里。你对西方找工作的人脉关系都有什么看法呢？别忘了在评论区给我们留言点赞。
Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. This is Sayla.
This is Anne.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.